All right, welcome back to the show. John Gambadoro, Dave Burns, taking you up until 6 o'clock right here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Another big, big win against the St. Louis Blues for your Arizona Coyotes. A tremendous, probably the most exciting game of the year, and they get it done. And they have just been 3-1 against the Blues, one of the best teams in the NHL. And the Coyotes right now in a playoff spot in the West. And joining us right now, their head coach, Rick Tocchet, possible coach of the year. Tock, what's going on?
Come on, man.
Come on, you make the playoffs. I'm giving it to you. You make the playoffs. Come on. You lost everybody. Everybody's gone. Everybody. You lost half your team. And
yeah,
you're winning.
I tell you, Gamble, the players have done a nice job. You got a bunch of injuries, and guys have come in, and, guys are doing a nice job. You know, listen, to play Vegas four times, and now we're going to be playing St. Louis. So that's 11 games against these type of teams. It's great for us. You know, it's a learning experience. It's good for our players to go through these games to understand what it takes, and it's about key moments. And we're in the last three games, we've come up with some key moments.
No, you've got this team playing so well right now, so exciting to see. I want to get your thoughts. You win this game 4-3 in a shootout. You're down, 1-0. You're down 2-1. You're down 3-2. You guys keep fighting and clawing back. I'll talk about the goals in a second. Give me your thought process when Keller takes the penalty for holding Krug with about, 2.5 minutes left in the game. What's going through your mind down a goal, and now you're short a guy?
Well, now you're looking at personnel, right? So, Garland and Schmaltz aren't penalty killers. I'm thinking, if I can get our penalty killers out for a minute, and so with about the last minute and 10, I got to pull Kemps, right? I got to give our team a chance. So I really wanted to get a shift with Larson and maybe Krauser to kill for about 50, and then I got to get my offensive guys out there. They never killed, and lucky we got possession. That was the big thing, and getting possession and letting Kells get out of the box for that 16 seconds. And, I think it's our third 6-on-5 goal this year, which is great. I don't think we had 3 in 3 years under my tenure. So we've really worked on it, Gamble, a lot of it in training camp, and guys have bought into what we're doing. And listen, Devo's pass was great, and Kells was supposed to be where he's supposed to be. We talked about it. We drew it up. And, they made the players made the play. It was a hell of a play by the players.
Yeah, and I think it was a really big face-off, one, a defensive goal by Dvorak, and then you get the penalty to Schwartz, and then all of a sudden, you've got a chance there. I thought Chychrun, and I want to talk about Chychrun for a second, because to me, Chychrun and Garland and Dvorak are just playing out of their minds. You're getting so much out of these guys. Chychrun has his shot blocked, but then he's able to get back at another shot, and that's where Dvorak with the beautiful backhanded pass, right there. But, Chychrun at that point of attack, trying to get the puck to the net. Because I got to remember, earlier in the game, you scored on 2 rebounds. Getting the puck to the net, Garland scored on a rebound. And then Dvorak scored on the rebound. So you guys were getting the puck to the net. I like what Chychrun did there. Dvorak and Keller get a lot of the credit, of course. But, Chychrun's ability to have that shot, even after it was blocked, to get it again and get it towards the net.
Yeah, it's a great point of view. Analytically, when you get those middle shots, and that's something we've had problems, over the years, is getting that middle shot through. Chick is one of the guys, our defense that can do that. He's got the big shot, and you got to get those shots through the middle. It really, because now, and he rebounds, and he kind of sprays, I call him, you come up with those rebounds, and then you can kind of hit the flanks. That's really helped us, and obviously, you mentioned, obviously, Garland and Devo. I told you, Gamble,
Schmaltz.
We talked to in Schmaltz, I said at the beginning of the year, we're going to live and die by our fourth-year players. If you look, Schmaltz, Keller, Dvorak, Chychrun, the fourth-year player guys, Krauss, there's about 8 of those guys. And, if those guys can have good years, we have a good chance of competing. If they don't, we're in trouble. So it's the maturity of that both fourth-year guys kind of doing their job and having maturity to be able to – not get antsy in these games, to stay with it.
Yeah, and tight defense. And what's really surprised me, I think more than anything, I think I've said this to you, is just the penalty kill. Now, you gave up the one, power play goal early, O'Reilly on the rebound, and that happened. But, you know, you lost so many of your penalty killers. I mean, you lost so many guys. I mean, you look at all the guys that are gone, right? Richardson, Grabner, Soderberg, Hinostroza. I mean, you lost so many key players. How have you been able to put together a penalty kill unit that's, I think the last I checked, I think it was top six in the NHL?
Yeah, I tell you, Gamble, the tenure I've been here, the most proud is that, you know, we've been a top five penalty kill in the last, especially the last 2-3 years. And now we lost some unbelievable quality penalty killers. So now, and I got to give my coaching staff, Jay Verde, Stillman, and Howie, as I said to those guys, we're going to have to make a Fisher a penalty killer. We're going to have to, John Hayden, when he's in life, we got to make him a penalty killer. We, you know, Larson had a whole, had to, we had to teach him a whole different system that they did in Buffalo penalty kill. You know, if you go down the list, obviously, Hammer and Goligoski, they're two mainstays that, those guys are hell of, they do a great job on the penalty kill. So, yeah, we've all kind of chipped in the sense that we had to relearn some stuff, get some guys that maybe never, these guys, a couple of guys never penalty killed before, and they're kind of, they get the system, and they're doing a great job. And obviously the best penalty killer on our team is Darcy Kemper and Anthony Ranta. So you got to give those guys a lot of credit.
I think, you know, one of Kemper's strength is not leaving rebounds right out in front. I mean, he's very good at pushing those rebounds to the side, and your guys have been very good, you know, clearing that puck out to the side, outside of a danger zone. I mean, that really helps when you have a goalie that doesn't leave those rebounds right out in front.
Yeah, you know, listen, we can't outscore teams with mistakes, right? So, and, you know, we got to take the Rouse series. Kemp's had to play post to post every game, and, you know, I don't care who you are. Two goalies couldn't stop the goals that Colorado was going to against us. But this year we've tightened up. I mean, we've been a fairly good defensive team, I guess, in the last 2-3 years. But the last 6-7 games, we've been protecting the interior. And listen, Kemp's has been unreal. Don't get me wrong, and Rantz. But when we can get our goalies to play half the net, and we got a good chance of competing. So that's the key, making those guys be able to play half the net, not post to post.
Yeah, I was curious to see how you were going to split the goaltending up. But you've gone with, I think, 10 games so far with Darcy Kemper. I mean, you're playing a lot of games in a short amount of time this year. How long can that last?
Well, you know, Grant's got a little banged up, and a couple times he was supposed to start, but he didn't, yep. And then Kemp's had to go in. So, yeah, I'm conscious of it. I'm in constant contact with Kemp's and Corey Schwab, and, you know, I don't want to bring Kemp's out. But, you know, you got to remember, Kemp's played 25 straight for us last year. So if you're talking about a bulldog who can do it, he can do it. But, you know, well, listen, we got Rantz. I mean, he can pitch some good games for us, and which he did in St. Louis that game when we won the first game there. So, you know, he's going to get a start this weekend. I think he's healthy enough to play. So that'll help. And then we get, you know, 3 out of 4, and then we get another 3 days off. And then the games are going to come. So we're going to need, obviously, Rantz and Kemp's together for sure.
St. Louis, obviously, I mean, I saw him win that first game against Colorado 4-1. Then I think they got shut out 8-0 by Colorado. But a very, very talented team. You've had their number, you know, 3 out of 4 games. Is there any benefit to playing them so many games in a row and being so familiar with them?
Yeah, I mean, you can say for both. I mean, like, for me, they're a championship team. You know, they won the Cup 2 years ago. Last year, they were first place before the bubble. You know, they're a heavy team, and they got a lot of depth. You know, the guys that aren't even dressing are good players. They have guys that are really good NHL players. So, you know, for us, you know, when you want to play teams like that when you're on a bit of a roll, for sure. You know, like, you want to keep playing. But we just hope, you know, they've had some bad luck. They've missed a couple of nets. They've hit some posts, but, you know, hopefully they stay unlucky for this weekend. But it's good that we don't have to see them again after these 3 games, because, you know, they can go beat up some other teams and help us in our division, because, you know, they're a quality team. You know, playing them in Vegas in 11 games of the first, you know, in the first month, it's tough sledding, and our guys have done a nice job with that.
Are you satisfied with the level of physicality? I mean, this team for years, you know, we've thought of this team with, you know, at times soft, that it was a soft team, a flawed team, but at times a soft team. Do you feel like that area is improving right now with some of the grinders that you're able to get?
Listen, Gab, you know the way I'm like, listen, I know fighting's out of the game, but, you know, if you look at the intensity, Larson fighting, you know, a tough shin, a kid who's a very tough kid. Then John Hayden goes, fights, you know, Clifford, who's one of the toughest guys in the league. I don't care who you are. That's infectious. You saw the juice on our bench. I mean, yeah, we lacked that over the years. And it's you know, I'm not promoting fighting, but it's always nice to have a guy that's willing to stick up for your teammates. And, you know, is that one of the reasons why we won? Yeah, I think so. I think it helps players on our team. It helps juice on the bench. And those two fights, I mean, hey, that's part of hockey. And I thought that really livened the game up, and it was great for us. For sure.
It did. Yeah. No, it's great to see, because that, you know, you want to get rid of that label, and you want to have, you know, you want to make it hard to play against this team. It's what you want. You want it to be difficult. You want these teams to have a difficult time playing against you, and I think I'm seeing that night in, night out. Hey, addition by subtraction. I mean, you're winning all of these games with your captain sidelined, and I think that helps you. What's the update on him when he does come back? What's the plans?
He's probably a go Friday. It's up to him. We'll talk to the trainer tomorrow. He'll practice with us and get him in the lineup. You know, he plays a lot of minutes for us. You know, Goligoski and Hammer, they're doing a great job, but they're getting beat up. You know, Goose isn't a big guy, and Hammer, and they're eating up a lot of minutes. I think Chychrun, he craves the minutes. He's just one of those guys that he's a big kid, and he's having a hell of a year for us. Labushkin has really helped us coming in the lineup. Like he's a guy that's really come in and added some physicality in the corner. You know, he can stop a cycle. So getting O back, he'll get some minutes and can relieve the minutes from the other guys.
I would imagine you try to bring him along slowly, right? Not give him a lot of minutes, especially because the team is just playing so well without him.
Well, I mean, listen, you always, if you look at the minutes on our team, especially our forward, like I try to spread it out. I mean, other than, you know, Garland's been playing more than he's ever played. He's 18, he deserves it. Schmoltz a little bit more. But, you know, our forwards are kind of taking, you know, they're getting that 15. I think that's the key to our team. You know, I'll be honest, we don't have forwards, maybe other than a Garland right now, that can play 18, 19 minutes. It's hard to play 19, 20 minutes at a hard pace in the NHL. You know, if you look, you know, the McKinnons, the Matthews, and they're bigger guys and stuff. But, you know, I like the way we spread the minutes out and try to play a fast game.
Yeah, definitely getting a lot. The third and fourth line, you've got some depth there. All right, Toc, listen, congratulations. I mean, that was, you know, the most exciting win of the year, one of the most exciting wins people are going to remember in a long time, with you guys, you know, tying that thing up with less than a second left and then winning it in the shootout. And 3 out of 4 against one of the best teams in the NHL, and you've got 2 more against them coming up. So best of luck. Congratulations. That was a great win.
Hey, thanks, mate. Talk to you on the road. See you, buddy.
You got it. That's Rick Tocchet, the head coach of your Arizona Coyotes, after a tremendous win.